everybody. It's me, the J-Strom, and Mulberry Bill. Hey, Bill.
Greetings. Hey.
We're here with a special treat for our listeners. It's something that we've promised them for a long time. And this is part of the holiday package, so we figured we'd give them something special. Am I right? I mean, we've already conquered the Star Wars.
Oh, man.
We took that and we beat
that
it.
That was a
submission.
Battle. I'm still wounded.
I never want to see Star Wars again, Bill. But
no, well, not for a very long time, and none of those movies.
Right.
None of the prequels.
But now we have something that we've promised for a while, and that's Lethal Weapon 3. Yes.
Yes, we've moved from the prequel to an unneeded sequel.
Right. Not Lethal Weapon 2, but Lethal Weapon 3. That's right. We know how to start off because, you know, honestly, we started the Star Wars commentaries with number 2, then 3, then we did 1. So we're starting this one with 3. Never do the first one first, yeah?
No.
So here we have Lethal Weapon 3, and, you know, it's been a while, honestly, since I've actually watched this film.
Well, there's good reason for that.
we've talked about it a lot on the show at times because, you know, there was a time when I had seen this several times. You know, that when after it's been out on video for a while, HBO starts showing it and it's on like every day. And it's like, oh, Lethal Weapon, what the hell? I'll sit and watch this. And honestly, I really liked Lethal Weapon 3 when I first saw it. I didn't criticize it much or whatever. And it's like, over time, you're like, well, you know, this kind of,
doesn't hold up.
Yeah, I've got some problems with this, how they stumble along to crime scenes. And, yeah, we'll just get into that as we watch the film. Now, one thing you'll notice, listener, as you're listening to Bill and I, if you stick in your Lethal Weapon 3 DVD, it's the silver case version, right, Bill?
Yeah, it's the director's cut.
Right, it contains material not seen in theaters, so that's extremely exciting, Bill.
Yeah, it's 3 minutes of never-before-seen footage.
Right, it's going to be awesome. Now, when you stick in the disc, you'll notice the movie just starts. It's ridiculous. You can't go to a menu screen and stop it. It just starts right away. So if you hit play, it just continues where you left off if you had hit menu. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the chapter screen. Now go. It's called scene selections, Bill. They can't call it chapters, apparently.
No, this is early DVD. I think everything was scene selections. Like,
right.
They wanted to make it so much more important than it was.
Now, if you go to scene selections, you'll see at the bottom of the screen there, it says start movie, main menu, end credits. Why you would want to go straight to the end credits, I don't know. But
like maybe you don't want to watch the movie.
I want to hear that Eric Clapton track again. I'm going to the end credits.
Eric Clapton and Sting rule.
Oh, hell yeah. So
I love Zippo tunes.
What I want you to do is highlight start movie. And when I count down 1, 2, 3, play, hit start movie, and hopefully we'll all be in sync. Now I'm going to turn the volume up, Bill.
Okay.
Where people can kind of hear the opening to make sure they're pretty close to where you and I are at. And honestly,
sounds like a plan.
So you and I are in sync too.
Yes.
For some hard-hitting Lethal Weapon action, am I right?
Yeah, the third time's a charm.
You know, honestly, that I think about it, I think I might have seen this in the theater like 3 times.
I know I saw it in the theater. I remember it vividly.
How many times did you see it?
Only once. I was young. I was probably like 13, and I begged my dad to take me to see it, and he took me to see it. I remember Terminator 2 came out around the same time because
right.
I saw it in the same theater.
I think it was the same summer, even.
Yeah,
it's possible. Now you know. Also, there's a little kind of goof at the very end of the movie, at the end of the credits. I saw this like in the theater 3 times. I never once stayed to see that. It wasn't until it was on VHS that I finally like saw.
Yeah, neither did I.
Because people go, "Hey, did you stick around at the end?" No, actually, I left as soon as the movie was over.
It was just too much awesomeness.
Yeah, I couldn't handle more awesome than that. But what do you say we get right into this?
Let's do it.
I love that it starts out with incendiary credits, Bill.
Well, that's true.
They honestly light the whole movie on fire. So I've got let's see, I've got start movie highlighted, Bill.
So do I.
And much like Lethal Weapon 2, we're going to count it down. 3, 2, 1, then play.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, start movie. All right, I've highlighted play. It's a black screen now. And automatically a badass song is starting, Bill. I'm going to let you be able to tune into this. Warner Brothers presents Sting's beautiful voice.
It's soothing.
Ah, Richard Donner. He wanted to. He had an addition to his house that year. He needed to pay for it, Bill.
Mel Gibson, Danny Glover. He's in this.
No way you live. No way. Hey, Joe Pesci, go get your shine box.
It was someone's genius idea to bring Joe Pesci back.
Yeah. Reen Russo. Oh, I mean Renee.
I love the Zippo quality of the track. That stink, stink, stink.
David Sanborn has never worked again once Michael Gaiman died. No, I kid. I kid. All right, I think we're synced up, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, such memories, Bill.
You know, you should really always... Jean de Bont.
Jean de Bont, pre-speed Jean de Bont. And here we have...
Jeffrey Boehm.
Yeah.
He takes something created by Shane Black and turns it into a Three Stooges film.
I think he also wrote The Last Crusade, and that was that movie came out this same summer, I believe. It was the summer of Jeffrey Boehm.
Yeah, it was in 1989.
Oh, yeah, Lethal... Whoa! Oh, I thought my screen caught on fire for a second.
It's incendiary.
All right, we have Riggs and Murtaugh here. And if you haven't seen the first two movies, we can't really help you guys, okay? They're not going to explain who these guys
no.
are.
This is kind of where they start and they just throw them into a outlandish situation.
Right. It's kind of like a James Bond opening, except it's kind of silly and hilarious, you know. Now the fourth
and that started
movie,
with this movie, right?
Right, because the fourth one is even more ridiculous with some kind of bulletproof flamethrower guy. But
exactly.
We won't really go into that right now.
I wonder if Shane Black was sitting in the theater going, what did they do? What did they do?
Now here, Riggs does not think there's a bomb, but Murtaugh knows there are because you know what? He's probably close to retirement right now and he wants to live.
Yeah, really. I want to live.
Do they ever explain why someone puts this bomb in this building?
No, but I think the thing that annoys me the most about this is that in the one and two, Riggs is suicidal. In this, he's not suicidal. He's just stupid.
Yeah, he's become a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Dum 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 dum.
Best saxophone line ever.
Yeah.
Anything.
This building looks like it. This is a blow up the building angle right there, isn't it? You're just
it really
ready
is.
For it to
they
blow
just
up.
Left the camera there.
So there's a camera guy sitting in the car right now, is and action. You know what would improve this scene, Bill, is if they brought in maybe, like, cat hijinks, like a kitty cat or something.
That would be perfect. They would, like, get frightened and...
That would be awesome.
They would jump.
So what is it? Is this, like, before Al-Qaeda existed, somebody wanted to blow up this building?
Yeah, you know, those crazy L.A. terrorists.
Good old Riggs. Do you like how he sticks
wait,
one finger
now, wait
in
wait a second. Now it's covered by a flannel blanket?
What?
They were just looking at it.
I guess it fell down.
Who decided to put a blanket over it while they walked around the car?
Okay, it's a bomb, Riggs, okay? You really can die from this, you know?
That darn cat. Now it would be great if it went crazy and, like, scratched the shit out of Murtaugh's face.
He jumps on his head. He pulls out that Predator 2 blade and slices it in half. Don't say hot, why?
Don't say hot. Hot.
They're just cartoon characters in this opening. He's got his old... He's prepared.
Those Swiss Army knives that everyone had.
Yeah, no one can have those anymore.
Yeah, and those scissors could really cut, too.
Don't bring that on an airplane, folks.
Not anymore.
Half-cap frappuccino.
Soy latte. Oh, he said the F word. Is that allowed?
Remember back in the day when they said, like, multiple F-bombs? This was the heyday, man.
Yeah.
I think the original Lethal Weapon has, in, like, Die Hard, just F-bombs left and right.
Incessant. So did Murtaugh learn how to defuse bombs in his special forces?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely. He did it in Laos. He wants to defuse the bomb in high wind. So they're doing like a who's on first routine here, aren't
exactly.
they?
Exactly. I'm just happy that we have the saxophone to lead us through this. It's like a constant friend.
You really are crazy.
I want to give you a heart attack.
Now this...
That's exactly what happens when you screw up a bomb.
I like how he sits there for a second.
Grab the cat.
Yeah. Holy shit. I love how movies, like, even though the bomb's in the parking garage, all the windows blow out in one area.
That's one hell of a bomb.
Nice.
There's a lot of C4.
You know, during the summertime, this is what you pay to see. Explosions. Now, why do you
hear... building collapses.
Why do you hear...
Something tells me you'd never see that in a movie again now.
Now, I was going to point out...
falling like that? That's a little too reminiscent of 9-1-1.
Have you ever noticed when the building comes down, it sounds like when Jaws blows up?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's like this King Kong kind of... It's strange. And here's the punchline, Bill.
Oh, yes. And he still has the cat. Oh, it's the bomb squad.
Doe. I have a feeling these guys are going back to desk duty. Good times. I'm too old for this shit.
Oops.
So do they get deducted any pay for that, or?
I think they have to end up paying for the entire building.
Oh, busted a patrolman.
What if he cut the gold wire?
See,
that still happened.
The whole beginning of this, they're really not much in character for the previous.
No, not at all.
They're just acting. They're Elwin. Abbott and Costello. They're not getting along. What was that? It's a girdle. It's a girdle, Bill.
Man girdle.
It's a manurdle.
Manurdle. So,
take it to chin. That's kind of a
isn't it? Oh wait, Danny Glover is the straight man, and now
yeah. I love this. Oh wait, this guy's jaywalking, Bill.
We saw this guy in so many 80s movies.
This is like Richard Donner's nephew or something.
Yeah. Okay, so is this is the first bumblingness that they pull and that leads into an actual crime.
Right. You're going to see it start in the background. It's just like, hey, what's this? Wow, Riggs.
He's very, very negative.
He was in Nam, man. Don't mess with Riggs. Oh.
Oh yeah, this is reality in its highest order.
Get out of the way, Raj. I'm gonna shoot him. He's gonna plug him.
Oh, he was gonna jaywalk again.
Now I'm gonna ask you: was this part scripted, or did they just kind of roll cameras?
Something tells me that was a roll camera.
Yeah, let's just roll a camera. They're one of the Universal Studios lot. Oh wait, what's this?
They forgot to sign.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Hey, is that Jacob from Lost?
You know what? I think it is.
My God. Oh!
Oh my gosh! There's a crime being committed!
Nice! This is going to be action-packed. All of a sudden, Riggs is right into psycho mode. That's awesome.
The guitar has kicked in, full effect.
No way you live. No way. Come on, Raj, go decaffeinate him. I'm a crazy black woman. You got a big hand.
This is perfect, because it's going to be hilarious, and it's going to be action-packed.
It's good to see Nell Carter in something.
I thought that was Monique.
I think you're right. It's Monique's mom.
Raggedy ass.
Lord Humongous, the ruler of the wasteland.
I love that that's Jacob from Lost.
Yeah, that is hilarious. I never even noticed that before.
Where's the man in black?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you see this going on, do you just kind of ignore it, or?
I think you just assume, they're filming a movie.
They're filming another Lethal Weapon.
Chips is canceled. This can't be Chips. I'm going to save his ass.
Okay, and I love whenever she starts to flirt with him.
And she's singing.
Hold on, baby. You know what this movie needs? Steven Seagal.
Oh, you're totally right. He's even sporting a Seagal little ponytail.
He is. Now only if he had his attack
dogs. Oh, come on.
Why didn't she just run him over?
We really needed to see him crushed.
Yeah.
I think Riggs just saw Raiders of the Lost Ark here.
What's up, Jacob? He's climbing along the side.
I'm wondering why Raj never tapped that.
Because he had Darlene Love.
Hello! Oh! Oh, yeah!
Oh, boy, this is so crazy.
No time for the cunnilingus! It's like, oh, my God.
I love tongue play. That's exactly what this movie needed.
I think we're going to see...
an oral joke.
Yeah, this is how Jacob gets sent to the island, I think. He's going to go through some kind of portal.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T!
Oh my. She's excitable.
What you got up in there?
Seatbelts save lives!
Isn't it an armored window?
No, he shot it, so it was weakened.
Oh, see, I should have known that. Movie 101. Yeah. why was that funny then, but it's not now?
I think tastes evolve.
Yeah, I guess so. Damn, honky fool, you crazy.
Give me some sugar, baby.
I saw you kiss her. I can't believe you're cheating on Trish.
Riggs.
Holy shit, police brutality.
I know, he's really cruel.
Can you believe the way these kids have grown in these movies, Bill?
And they must be only making them every 3 or 4 years. Hey, it's Darlene Love. Christmas.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, wait, wrong movie. Hey, Nick, you joined a gang yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Man, look at that hair.
Why would they want to sell this house?
Because he's retired.
Ah, here we go. Tommy DeVito, everybody.
Go get your effing shine box.
Huh? This is okay. the big Joe Pesci paycheck.
Now, what happened to this girl? She's weird looking now.
She has that 90s paste on hair.
Yeah, she just hacked it all off. It does not look good. Who? What?
What? I'm so confused. I'm always a straight man, so I have to act all crazy.
Now, when did
and angry
you
all
think
the time?
You'd be used to Riggs' bullshit by now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Hey, spider. Spider around here.
You think that would turn them off from buying the house?
Yeah.
Go F yourself, Leo.
It's such a nice couple.
That's exactly what this movie needed. Another comic relief.
What a kidder. That's true. Gary Busey was murdered out on this lawn.
Guy was crazier than a shithouse rat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we go. The Purina dog biscuit. We'll see, that won't be the last time we see him eating dog biscuits.
Okay. They were taped up by some guys from South America. No big deal.
Try to blow up a toilet.
Uh-oh, gay joke.
Oh, gay joke, yeah.
Okay, homosexuals in the kitchen.
Oh, and they're out of there.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, get the hell out of here. There's gays in there.
Damn, Leo.
Why is he so angry?
I'm going to retire in 2 days. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, it's Larry Moe and Curly.
Poor
neurotic Murtaugh. He's the large black Woody Allen of the Lethal Weapon films.
Yeah.
Son of a...
Oh, what do we have here? Boop, boop, boop. Nice. This is the added scene, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
This is awesome. We never would have seen this if DVD hadn't been invented.
It wasn't... I guess they felt we didn't need to see him getting his gun.
I need one of those. 6 more days, Bill.
Why is it that every time they... someone wants to retire, they're thrust into a deadly situation.
Do you like? It's all about the vest, and of course, cop killers. We're gonna hear about later. They pierced.
Straight out of Compton!
NWA!
Sup, yo?
Why's my boy hanging with them ghetto boys with the Impala?
I hope your mom's isn't around. What are these? Why? What is village people game?
No, they're peace sign throwing ghetto blasting people.
They're just in a club, Dad. It's not a gang. Yeah.
His hair reminds me, it's kind of got a Belle Biv DeVoe thing going, doesn't
it? It does.
Damn.
Word.
Yeah.
You know, not even in 1989, 1990 did word mean anything.
Yeah. Word, Raj. Huh, word. Got it.
The bird is the word.
That's true. Oh, here we go, Bill. What's going on here?
Oh, it's just some, nice subdivision that's going up. I think the house is starting around 250.
You know, what you didn't know is the place where you live, the housing project, Crooked Cop started it.
Yeah, and there's bodies in the cement.
Yeah. So he's funding this, what he's doing, this bad guy, who's the worst bad guy of the whole series.
He's the lamest villain ever created for any film.
What is he, Jack Travis? He's a hard ass.
Ex-cop and new criminal.
And George Lucas there in the background with glasses.
Yeah, what the hell's with those glasses? They look like safety goggles.
Yeah. So here's what he's doing. He's selling the bullets that they have in the police impound, or the,
okay,
and he's giving it to this black dude who then sells it on the streets via his gang, right?
Okay.
And they're
and
cop
does
killers.
He split the proceeds with Tyrone?
I have no idea, but he's building houses.
Okay, it sounds like a great way to fund a housing project.
Hey, did you see that gasoline truck drive by? I wonder if we'll ever see that again in the movie.
No, you know, they're just filling up the gigantic gasoline tanks that they keep in the...
So what's he doing to Joe Gorelli here? Oh, Joe! From News Radio, what's he doing to him?
Someone get him out of there.
What do you mean? He's in cement. How are you going to build him on... Oh, I get it. They're going to build
a clever evil man pun.
Right, they're going to build a house on top of him. That's a perfectly good white boy. What you doing that for?
Even the criminal, the hardened ghetto criminal, doesn't want to watch a boy get buried.
He's doing his weasel impression there.
That dude's so evil.
Now this part is so bad, Bill. Wow.
Why the hell is Riggs driving a pickup that could haul a freaking tractor trailer?
Yeah. They're going to visit Rhianne on her new job, and let's just sit back and watch this audience. Wow. Uh-oh. I thought he was trying to quit. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Riggs to save the day!
Ding, 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 ding. Wow,
oh, man. Play some air guitar while you're watching this, Bill. Riggs, no wait! That's Jim Wynorski's new film. It's a prophylactic gun.
Yeah! Who is this lunatic?
How did he not see the camera?
Or the lights?
Is that Danny Trejo?
Machete.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This guy better not piss
Riggs
off.
That really does crack me up. The fact that he was running towards the scene and the only place the camera and lights could have been is where he jumped from. This movie requires an incredible amount of suspension of disbelief. I didn't know that Kenny G was a director.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He deserved... Oh, he keeps hitting him. I don't... Oh, man. I think the boop, boop, whenever he's poking him in the eye really added to it.
Hey, yay, she's got her job back.
Why were those the family on set there?
They were filming Used Cars 2, apparently.
A Blockbuster Video?
Nice. It's a subtle plug there in the background. God, for some reason, I want to go to Blockbuster when the movie's over.
And I want to get Firestone tires.
Good. Pretty good. Good for your teeth. Why don't you have a cigarette?
Yeah, didn't he just have one?
He never lit it. That's the whole thing in the entire movie. He never gets the cigarette lit.
Oh, that's terrible.
He's not going to retire, Riggs. I just want you to know that.
I love the slow jams. I feel like I'm listening to some smooth jazz radio station while I'm watching the movie.
Arroyo with cheese. Oh, wait, wrong movie. What do they call a Whopper? Go spit.
Oh, so contemplative. I think he's ready to retire.
You notice the music never freaking stops?
No, it doesn't. It's this constant howling. Oh, I gotta put... Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I'm too old for this shit.
All of a sudden, after all these years, he can't put his gun in his holster without it firing. Yeah.
Man, I'm craving a Coke right now, Bill.
I just want the freaking saxophone to stop.
Yeah. Somebody strangled Steven Sanborn. Oh, yeah.
That kid's good.
Got some gun action here.
Oh, hey, Riggs. My balls just dropped.
So is this Sonny Spoon over here? What the hell?
Hey, that's the guy that played the Juana Man.
You're right, it is. Juana Man. Let me see this shit. So when does the plot kick into gear, Bill?
there needs to be a healthy amount of unneeded exposition before we get going. Oh, look, he's wearing a girdle.
Oh, it's going to get serious here in a second. All the laughing is going to stop.
I can't believe this.
Just let them enjoy their little laughs right now, because it's going to get serious. See this shit? It's cold.
They have lipstick on them.
Yeah. Oh, let me... It's nice. It's called Nuke. You get addicted to it as soon as you inject it.
Makes this really cool sound whenever you pinch it.
You keep it in this cassette holder. I once shot a vest in Laos 200 yards out.
I think everyone's very concerned about what he just did.
Oh.
Oh, my.
That's some heavy shit. Mercury Switch. Oh, wait, wrong movie. I'm channeling all the other films. The kid was 3 years old. Holy, I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah, okay, see you later, Riggs.
Little punk ass.
Cop killers.
Shit, man. What do I got, 5 days left? I'm going to be dead.
I can't believe I'm out on the street with these cop killers. Someone arrest Ice-T immediately.
Man, I'm going to keep staring at this. Oh. Hey, it's everybody's favorite bad cop. Yeah, Jack Travis.
So they never made him turn in his ID?
I guess not. Mm. And he knew where to lean on the desk where the camera wouldn't pick up his head. Infernal Uh-oh. Affairs.
She's internal affairs. She's bad news.
I was like, cut it out, man. The scene is pretty funny. What are you talking about? Shut the hell up. Man, they're going to the 30th floor, Bill.
Yeah, this is one hell of a slow elevator.
Riggs, I'm too old for this shit.
I wish you would stop already.
Go spit. What?
Oh, it's Kismet.
Oh, she delivered that line like Jack Burton. Nobody has that name.
Lorna? No, I've never met a Lorna.
Lorna Doone.
She's delicious.
Yeah, let's do it. Man, they hate each other. There's no way they'll ever like each other.
No.
I like this lean in the corner. Hey, Jack Travis. Hey.
That's a really nice tie, Mr. Travis.
See, he knows that camera's right there, Bill. See? Never looks up where they can identify him.
That's because he's very smart. Is that Richard Donner? I always thought that guy was Richard Donner.
He's apparently really good friends with him. I know that Robert Zemeckis' wife is in all these. Busted her buns.
Oh.
I'm angry and beautiful. Which one's chaos and which one's mayhem, Bill?
He's chaos, he's mayhem.
Ah.
You know, there just seems to be so much anger between the cops and internal affairs. I don't understand why.
Oh, we had it right. Chaos and mayhem.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with Mad Magazine?
I much prefer Cracked.
I like the Mad Super Fold-In at the end.
Mad's more expensive than Cracked. I don't have the money.
I once read a Mad Magazine in Laos. Oh, yeah, getting the badges back. He's a sexy man. Huh?
Okay, that... Oh, he's so proper and prissy.
Shove it up your ass. Oh, he's so evil.
Oh. He closed the shades.
No, Jacob!
Oh my gosh! Oh. Three shots, center mass! He learned his shooting from Steven Seagal.
Why is he still talking to him? He's dead. He can't hear him.
He's insane.
I'm so evil. Oh, nice.
Oh,
good one, Jack.
I really
wanted a Jack spinoff movie.
I don't think they gave it a chance. I think he would have been really good.
I wanted to see his development finish. Hey, I think something's wrong with him. Medic!
Okay, so you see a witness has just been shot. You don't immediately grab your walkie-talkie and say, seal all exits.
I know Rick should start running on foot after somebody.
Oh, it's been a long day.
He committed suicide. This guy's good. He's a real pro.
Hey!
Man, that's an old-ass
nice VCR.
I like the big sheet buttons.
Yeah, the huge button there for in case you're blind. They must really like each other.
Nice. Hey,
there's a camera on the floor?
Yeah, apparently.
Pointing up at the doorway?
Kablam.
Wow.
He's even laughing in a freeze frame.
He's evil. He's so, very, very evil.
So when's Chris Rock come into this?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him being in this one.
Oh, wait. That's the wrong one.
He's with the gang.
Go jerk yourself a soda. Yeah.
Handle your meat.
Oh, that's here's how you pump up a scene.
Okay. How does Leo just get right into the police?
Yeah, he just walks.
I mean, just walks right in.
Is it Stillhouse? Wait, wrong movie, Leo.
Why can't they just let him talk?
Like, shut up and talk. Why would he have his hair like this, Bill?
And why would he have his collar pop?
He looks like a pimp. He's supposed to be a realtor. Okay. Yeah.
Leo the pimp realtor.
I'm still too old for this shit.
Oh, very funny.
Oh, nice. This is old time hockey.
Hockey. Those are my favorite seats, right above the exit, where you can have a nice little table and some chairs and hang out with your buddies and high five.
This is awesome. Let's see.
Okay.
You said it, Raj.
What's your problem, lady?
Go get your shine box, lady.
That would have been great.
I want to see a nice spider cameo here.
Go get me a drink, spider.
You know, those security guards look... like I've seen them as bad guys and things.
Yeah. I think they just use the same guys for everything. One thing you know about Jack Travis, he loves hockey.
Man, I love those old LA Kings uniforms.
Those goofy looking helmets.
I think Riggs just got a really good idea.
He sure as hell did.
I murder people and I love hockey.
Oh. Huh? That's me.
That's me!
I'm not too old for this shit.
Okay.
Yes.
Riggs is a genius.
I never would have thought of that because I'm retiring.
First of all, have you ever been to a hockey game? You wouldn't be able to tell what he said at all.
Yeah.
It's like, what did they just say?
Come on, Jack, pull your shit together. This is what
they're
expecting
you to do. That's exactly what you do. You stand up and call attention to yourself. Oh, look at the hair on that dude.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Man, he should play hockey.
Yeah. Why is he
Someone
out there
give
on
him
the
a
ice?
Stick.
Go get him, Riggs. I once slid on the ice in Laos, 200 yards out.
Oh, body check.
Nice.
Nice hip check on Riggs there.
Hey!
He's the original. The original jockey from Left 4 Dead. Yes, please. Aim for the head. Just go for a brain shot. Nice brain shot there, Jack.
Oh, no, he's dead.
Jedi business. Go back. Police business.
Bill, I've watched too many Star Wars movies.
Yeah, they're starting to get deep into our psyche.
No way you live.
Go get him, Riggs.
I always loved the foot chases. Damn!
You really need to wear some shoes with better soles on them there, Riggs.
Yeah, he's always wearing boots.
Yes, thank you, movie. It turns out he's got some French fries under his jacket.
Okay, I'm dying. Okay.
I'm waiting for the saxophone.
We need some sax, some guitar. Yay. What's with that ref's helmet?
That's some serious helmet there. Nothing more I want than a crotch of Joe Pesci right in my
face.
It's
a nice shot.
That guy hurts.
A dum-dum one. What's a dum-dum one?
Dum-dum? It's something to do with this movie.
I get it.
Today's Max. See, back when this was made, they didn't have hospitals could take as many patients as they wanted.
Yeah, that's a very agreeable doctor.
What? Oh, go spit, Riggs.
Spit.
Okay, F you at the drive-thru.
You're gonna die. See you later. Could he smother him with a pillow, maybe? You know where they need to go is to Fast Eddie's.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that looks good.
It looks like a hot dog.
Yeah, with Fast Eddie's burgers with hot dog on the sign.
Hey, Fast Eddie!
I don't serve hot dogs no more. All I got is burgers.
Burgers and buns. Big buns.
Hey, Raj, what you doing with this white boy? That's unhealthy.
Man, I make good burgers, but he makes them the best.
Good times.
What happened to Fast Eddie's leg?
I just took a huge dump and I didn't wash my hands, Riggs.
I'm going to get some E. coli all over this burger. That was some nasty looking meat.
I'm racist. I don't like white people. Mmm, delicious.
Oh, onion. Sweet. What's going on over there?
Hmm. Suspicious. I'm going to check this out. You know what? He's got that same power that...
He's got the Steven Seagal Zen Eagle power.
The... Suspicious persons.
You know, I'm always suspicious when someone's driving a red LeBaron.
Interesting.
I think that's what Brad Wesley drove, too.
I'm going to check this out.
Fast Eddie knows. He's like, oh no, they caught him.
He's buying aspirin.
Lots of it.
That's all good. It's all good. Shit. Oh, shit. I'm making your burger. Medium or rare.
I thought we were having burgers, not fighting crime.
No way you live.
Was that like a pacifist criminal that decided, yeah. Oh, I won't shoot him. I'll hit him with a 2x4
yeah.
And then run.
Riggs!
Now, does he go back to cooking the burger after this scene, Bill? Because
it's the best time to make a burger.
I want to see what that McRodge looks like.
Man, oh, he emptied that clip.
Don't open that door, Rog. It's going to change your life forever. Don't do it.
Imus really got bonked on the head with that plywood there.
Is that Eazy-E?
Oh my god.
They killed Eazy-E!
I think it's the Giggler. Not much left of him.
Man, there's something that was 80s, those pleather caps.
Yeah, totally. Oh man, there's nothing left, Bill.
Shit! Daryl!
I know that kid!
Or was it his brother?
Is it Larry?
Live, damn it! Breathe! Go get them tongs back in the burger shack and pull this bullet out!
It's a dumb bullet!
He's dead, Roger. He's dead, Roger. Vicky, Rika, now Daryl...
Oh, wow, he's... Why does he care?
He's afraid Nick will blame him, I guess. I'm sure he'll understand. He's your son.
It's my fault. It's my fault I put the gun in his hand somehow. I didn't really, but, you know...
It wasn't my parenting that drove him into a gang.
He's definitely too old for this shit.
His next friend.
No, he dropped out, dude. He joined a gang. It's probably better he's dead.
Don't worry, Rog. I'll hide the body.
I'll totally clean this up for you.
He's got one of those ankle guns, doesn't he?
Oh, wow. Look at that headset. She's listening to some AM radio on that
She's
thing.
She's got the AM on there. She's listening to conservative talk radio.
NPR. She's a big fan.
Oh, nice. Oh, my God.
What? Phil Spector just killed a B-movie star?
Oh. I'm going to start writing romance novels. Hey, is that girl pro-choice? I'm not sure.
No. I think that she has three shirts. Pro-choice.
Don't eat the tuna.
Don't eat the tuna.
Alba Vaughton. Alba. Oh, wait, wrong movie. Shit, I'm out of here.
Later, Raj.
Oh, hey, Riggs.
He's killed lots of black people.
Ah, yes, the crazy psychologist.
So are these movies anti-psychology or psychiatry? Or
I think the person that wrote it must be a Scientologist.
Aha.
Because, you know, psychology is the science of death.
Ah-ha-ha, she tricked you.
Now you're going to watch me take a shit. Took a shit once in Laos.
Bomb squad. Yeah, I got it. All right.
Is that Howard Hessman?
I just took a dump in the urinal. Whatever. See you later.
Howard Hessman.
You made me get piss all over myself.
By the way, I'm Chaos. He's Mayhem. I'm in love with you.
You're so angry and sexy.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And you know what? They're eating tuna, too. And they're having abortions.
And they choose life. And they wake up before they go-go.
They need to just relax. I mean, please. Come on, I know you own a monkey.
Shake my hand. I spit on it. She doesn't want to touch his pee-pee hand.
This stuff is, later.
Chink. Don't say a partridge in a pear tree. Oh, on a sesame seed bun.
Sesame seed bun.
Whoa, nice monitor.
That's a Wang.
How can they tell this shit?
She's very pretty.
They've got a serious database.
She smells good. I'm talking about the gun.
There's quite a history on that gun.
Graduated from Vassar.
You thought it looked familiar? You were completely out of it.
I get hit over the head with a rubber
2x4.
Rubber 2x4.
Yeah, you said it, sister. Boy, howdy. Holy exposition, Batman.
Yeah, well, this is much needed. I especially like her vest with a flag, a deer. What else is on there?
It's very pretty.
Looks like there's some Argyle on the other side. Very stylish.
I'm very proud of myself.
Huh? Close is a lingerie shop without a window. I still
There's
don't
a lot of that. Animals on that sweater.
Burn, burn, burn. Oh, so do we, Riggs, and we're the audience, so you better bring us one, huh?
Are we ever going to get a burger from Fast Eddie? Because I'm hungry.
I know, but could they please go back to Fast Eddie's? On second thought, that guy looked kind of raggedy, you know?
The raggedy man?
He probably has nicotine on his fingers as he's making the meat.
That's why they're so delicious.
Mm. What's that tarry taste?
Tastes like camels.
Freeze.
Just any unassuming business office.
Freeze.
It's a giant dog.
Oh. Oh my god, this is very serious.
I think that dog has rabies.
I heard that, Riggs. In the movies, it's always horrible to kill an animal, but it's okay to kill people.
Yeah, you'll lose the audience if you kill a dog.
Whatever happened to Sam, his old dog?
He got gunned down. The same fate awaits this dog.
Wouldn't he bite his face off here?
Yes.
Doesn't he have the milk bones on him? Oh, totally. You're a certifiable psycho. And I love you.
He's the original dog whisperer. Caesar Milan has nothing on him.
You know what, Bill? He's a crazy cop. He's a crazy cop.
He's speaking dog.
Aww.
I actually kind of pity Mel Gibson right now. Because somebody had to sit behind a camera while he did that.
Huh? Hey, sugar tits. You want this?
Sugar tits.
Aww. You one crazy mother.
I love dogs and Jews.
You want to go walkies? Hey, you want to go walkies?
That's good dog biscuits.
That was really entertaining.
I want to pick
I'm glad
some dog.
They included that.
Jiffy Pop room.
Yeah, I line all my garages with aluminum foil.
Yeah, it seems nice and cool in there.
Mm-hmm.
I store all my popcorn in there.
That's dangerous. Now, the house all of a sudden turned into a gigantic warehouse.
Yeah. Hey, you know who that is? That's Sven Thorsen, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And I know that guy, too, from a billion movies.
He's in Sons of Anarchy. He's the guy from Tacoma or whatever.
Oh! Wouldn't that break his wrist? Jesus!
Normally, yes, but this is a Lethal Weapon film.
And it's LaForce from Mallrats. Shit, he's even got two kills.
That's a stupid name. We're going to turn you into a truck.
You totally wrinkled my awesome sport jacket.
What, do you know karate or something?
Richard Donner loves that weird kind of weird... I can't even explain that video effect.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Hey, it's Lou Ferrigno!
Hey, well, at least this guy's nice. The other guy called her a bitch. This guy said miss.
He's got, you know, he...
Excuse me, ma'am.
He may be a murderer, but he's got, you know, proper...
Hi-ya!
No! Oh!
Kitasabi! Oh.
Hakima!
My balls!
Oh, my sport coat!
Oh, nice! Nice split lip effector. Oh!
My balls!
That's gonna need a stitch.
Oh, I'm gonna try that move. Nice!
Dang-a-da, dang-a-da, dang-a-da!
So, is there ice on this floor? Why is he acting like he can't keep his balance?
Oh!
They like to keep it greased.
Let me come with you!
That guy's a suck shot.
Kill the dog. Oh my god, no! They're gonna kill the dog! Yay!
Show him who's boss.
Catholic school.
Hi, Riggs.
It's the new partner when Murtaugh retires.
Guns, guns, guns. Oh, this is such a grand old time. I'm glad those bullets don't fly straight. They just hit the ground.
Yeah, they fly. They kind of zip-zang. It's the same bullets they used to kill Kennedy.
Ah, oh, magic bullets.
Mm-hmm.
I got white boys taking my guns. Ah, Mesa Verde. I used to live there.
It's a beautiful place. But for some reason, the dog keeps scratching at the sidewalk.
He's like going... Shit, man. You don't play fair, Jack.
That's hardcore. I'm buying gas and buy American Express gold card.
I'd like some cop killers, please.
Please hold.
You said it, Jack. Oh, what a sweet dog.
He's not going to eat anybody's neck out. You know, we have yet to comment on how awesome that mullet is.
Yeah, you're right. Some gray hair.
I mean, look how swept back it is.
It's got a nice blow-dry effect. What kind of speaker is that there? She's got one of those Definitive?
Only you would notice that. What kind of speaker is that? Wait, the speaker's gone now.
Whoa. Oh, wait, it's hidden behind Riggs.
There. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch anything. See, look at her history here.
That's a really gorgeous matte painting there.
Now, what? How is this Three Stooges? Is like a, on the? Is it a screen
he must
saver?
Have, you know, he directed himself to the C drive and executed the file.
The boys. Why does she have one speaker? Where's her
she
own?
She likes binaural sound because stereo is unnatural.
That's true. Bo's nose. This is the scene for the ladies.
Let's compare scars. Because it's so hot.
You've got a lovely floor. Corkscrew. That's where my lobotomy happened.
Nice. How many times have you seen this scene in other movies now?
too many.
Comparing scars. Nice.
Mr. Joshua got me here with a cheese grater.
I had this one from Diplomatic Immunity.
I got a Mercury switch embedded in my heart. And I even quit smoking.
Oh, now it's getting ornery. Oh, boy.
Oh, there's her right channel. Man, those are big-ass speakers.
They're very tall.
She's got some Fluence towers.
Yeah, they're Martin Logans.
Ooh.
I once pulled my pants down in Laos.
He did a lot of things in Laos, apparently.
I want to play that Three Stooges game. It looks like fun.
Yeah. Looks kind of like a LucasArts game.
Yeah.
Oh. It's time for the love theme.
I miss you.
I think it's Sting playing a medieval guitar.
Oh, Riggsy.
Let's beat the shit out of each other and make love. I think he needs an aspirin.
I'm out of breath.
He needs to quit smoking, man.
What he needs is a Fast Eddie burger.
Oh, yeah. He needs another onion.
Another onion.
Now, let me ask you here. Does he not taste like dog biscuits here?
Apparently, she finds that very attractive.
Delicious.
Oh, the dog doesn't want to see that.
They're doing it wrong.
Oh, he's building on an addition.
Nice.
Hey, there's his dog.
Good times. This is an added scene too, isn't it?
It is.
I'm glad they added this. Who the hell's this guy?
Oh, that's the guy that he almost made shit his pants in Lethal Weapon 2.
Oh, yeah, the guy working on the house.
Yeah.
I'm glad they brought his character back. He'd love to buy it makes me want to buy rubbers. Oh, okay.
Wow, I'm really glad they put that scene back in.
Yeah, me too. It's the only time you see Sam, I think. Nice hat, dude.
Does they have flat cap.
He looks good. I like how he holds the pencil in there.
I wonder if that's a Saturn.
What the hell? She's having an affair with Riggs. God.
Wow.
Newsy. Oh my God.
He must have went and got drunk.
And back to the theatrical version. Do 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 skibby do 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 do.
Alba Vart. Where do I know that name?
Oh, he's delirious.
Pizza. Clue.
Pizza? Beer? He must have had a college kegger. Oh, he's strung out on heroin.
I'm back on the pipe, Riggs.
Oh, my God.
It's those little white rocks that call to me.
Yeah, I just had sex with a Raj.
Why does Danny Glover's drunkenness appear like he's a tweaker or something?
Go spit! No way you live!
I've been there, Raj. I tried to drink myself to death, but it was over my dead wife, not some kid.
Come on, we're black, we're bad.
Oh, no, they're friends.
Friendship's never going to be the same now. He has a galley?
I know you are, you drunk bastard. I killed him. I killed a kid.
It's so hard to say goodbye, Bill. Do it. Beat him. Come on.
You think
he needs
I'm afraid of you? A machine pistol?
That was a phase plasma rifle.
40-watt range.
That's right, you did.
He killed a lot of people in Laos.
Oh my god, he's right.
I'm getting really choked up here. This is intense. Why was this movie never nominated for an Oscar?
I wish there was more sex in this scene.
Don't ask for that.
Because you'll get it right up the ass.
Yeah. Or one of them will. It's such a great moment of becoming self-aware. I love you, man. I love you.
It's the best.
I killed a kid.
How great would it be if they just started making out in the scene?
Now, what would be great is if they panned back and there's David Sanborn playing the saxophone on the pier.
He's standing on a jetty.
Yeah.
With the spotlight on him.
What an owl. That's a really, really impressive mustache.
You really are a beautiful man, Raj.
I've always felt differently about you since I pulled you off an exploding toilet.
Come on, tell me all about it. I'll be a therapist.
Let's get drunk and have a psychiatrist session on my boat.
No psychiatry, I don't believe in that. Don't eat the tuna, Raj. I'm banging Lorna Doone.
She tastes like shortbread.
Go spit!
Oh, and now it's just goofy fun.
Marco. Polo.
Until somebody drowns.
Ah.
I love that Raj's first assumption is that he slept with a man.
And he's like, he's always known he's gay.
I've always known that you crave the man ass. No one could be that manly.
Of scotch.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we?
Oh, not yet. We gotta wait for that.
Everything's been fixed.
Everything's back to normal. Now I'm gonna teach my son how to shave.
Hey, Dad.
You're doing it wrong, son.
Go with the grain, not against it. That's
you go against the grain, you're going to get infected follicles.
Gonna have me some fun.
Ah, thanks.
Remember that, Bill. Don't go against the grain. Go with the grain.
See, my entire life I've been going against the grain.
That's all we need to know to get through life okay.
Thanks, Dad. I'm going to join a gang now.
I think he's got a little too much shaving cream on.
Daryl stopped being my friend the moment he shot at my dad.
Why does he just say that?
Ah, there you go. The only rational thinker in this family.
Now, why didn't he just talk to his son? I love you, son.
Dad, you're hurting me. Dad, I can't breathe.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, here we go. Here's the scene.
Did they go back to the 1950s?
I think so. I can just picture Richard Donner. He had this in a cassette in his trailer, listening the whole
He's movie. A huge Cooley High Harmony fan. Huge. Jerry Curls!
Oh, Daryl. What are the white people doing here?
They got Nelson Mandela presiding over the funeral.
How dare Raj be there?
The nerve!
That is Nelson Mandela.
I told you. Very Either nice that or James you. Earl Jones.
Nice to see you gangbangers here. Showing some support.
I'm glad you showed up. How dare you for putting the gun in my hand. Or in his hand. Your hand.
Well, thanks for inviting me. This was a lot of fun. I just got to say that I need to get around to more... Oh, Riggs about to step in and sideswipe her ass. Knock her ass on the ground.
Oh, there it is.
Because it was not his fault.
It was my son totally didn't decide to pick up that gun and shoot at you.
You find the man who invented that mind-altering drug. The one that controlled him. What? Oh, it's a mind control thing.
The one, find the man to put the 2x4 in my son's hands.
He's right. It's all my fault. Let's go kill bad guys, Raj.
This guy's gotta die.
Hello?
Oh my.
Oh, you brought it with you. What are you talking about? Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah. Yes. What is the point of this conversation?
Why are you screaming at me, sir?
You brought it with you. You brought it with you. Poor guy, he just does not answer the question. Did you bring it with you?
Wow, this is some intense shiznit. Oh, they're going to pop his head like a grape. Is this legal?
Yeah, this is a new scene too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right, go ahead, Lorna. Just run over it. Come on, you Herbie Hancock-looking mother.
That's it. He looks like it's Herbie Hancock.
No!
She had it in reverse the whole time.
Joke's on you.
Just passed out and pissed his pants.
Good times.
He's mayhem, he's chaos.
This is our girlfriend. She owns a gorilla.
Is that car just one big engine? Hey, it's Goggle Man! Stephen King! What's he doing there?
He's got a Stephen King, George Lucas thing going on.
He's riding the Dark Tower in a garage.
The power of myth. What are you doing? She's going to rip their throat out, Rod. It's great. Check it out.
She learned it from Dalton.
This guy's very into his goggles.
He loves it. Those are blue blockers.
What the hell?
The highest quality.
Don't you think it's up to a friend to tell him this just don't look good?
You know, he's very belligerent to women.
Nice headbutt. Judo kick. Do you kick in judo?
Kimo Sabe. Oh. She's hurting Manuel the gardener.
Crunch. I just came in here to see. Oh.
Oh, nice. He's got a rubber mallet. Glass. Yeah.
Just happened to be windshields there. Oh, no.
Oh.
Wait, is that old porn star?
Yeah, what the hell is that dude's hair? Nice.
Ooh.
Talking about. Oh.
There you go.
You didn't need to go there. Did all the women in the house go, at that line? Oh. He just did the Riggs mind trick on him.
That was full Jedi move there. Hey, it's Richard Donner again. I don't understand why he keeps putting himself in his own movies.
Hey, I'm the director. Do what I say. Yeah, I think it's Richard Donner's brother.
Whoever it is, it looks like him.
Hey, buddy, you okay?
I'm just puking on this car over here.
Oh, wow, that was slick.
Jack Travis at your service. Get in my car.
This guy's so evil. He's so elusive.
He's the elusive man.
I'm glad that guy's doing his job cleaning the windows.
Cleaning windows, yeah. I totally understand that shot, by the way.
Yeah.
He's also related to Richard Donner.
Huh. This is very interesting. You're in a place of business. Well, that's some crazy shit there.
You know what? Something's going to happen here.
I sense comedy.
I sense hijinks.
Yeah, there is some hijinks looming. All right, come on. Is Riggs really a good friend?
No, he's an asshole.
Oh, and cue the sax.
I totally humiliated
you're
you.
You're such a moron, Raj.
I made everyone laugh at you. I once did that in Laos.
Even the rookie's laughing at him.
Let's bag on psychiatry here.
Was Jeffrey Bohm a Scientologist? I need to look up his completion chart.
I think he died not long after he did these movies.
Good.
Oh.
What? Too much?
I gotta look at his IMDb.
Yeah, oh. He died in 2000.
Oh shit, it's Monique.
Oh no.
Where is that handsome black man?
Chance.
How could I forget you, honey?
Oh, he saved him.
Ah. I'm going to F the shit out of that man.
He can totally bend me over anytime he
wants.
I'm tempted, but
I want his peanut butter in my PB&J.
Oh, here's another gay joke. You've fallen in love with Riggs, haven't you?
I love that. I love that jokey saxophone.
Yeah. And cue David Sanborn.
That's good times.
I'm surprised the guy in the booth didn't go, "Hey, Stephen King, can I have your autograph?"
Are you Stephen King or George Lucas?
I'm confused.
I'm Stephen Lucas, actually.
I'm George King.
Jack Travis, where have I heard that name before? Oh, yeah, the beginning of the movie.
Apparently.
Oh, here we go. Whoa, whoa, language, Leo.
No, this old lady, she's working the door. She's the Walmart greeter of the police department.
Yeah. She was in the first Lethal Weapon, I remember.
He's just got to be so belligerent.
Okay, nether regions. Okay,
so he'll tell a woman to F off, but he can't say my testicles?
Right.
Oh, that goofy Riggs.
Okay, I got an anal probe up my ass. Okay.
I love, what?
Such filthy language.
But it's absolutely hilarious.
Okay. That.
Hey, Spider, give me a drink.
Are you related to Spider?
Go get your shine box.
Shut the hell up. I've been there once.
He's been everywhere. Leo does their police work for him, doesn't he?
Yeah, they don't have to work. They have Leo.
They just stumble upon crimes. They get Leo to do it.
Richard Donner Car Service.
I'm gonna scare the hell out of you. Have you ever seen Maximum Overdrive? Yikes. Hug the wall, pal. I'm Jack Travis. I'll be here all night.
Just type in this computer here. A. Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, they sure did have a stock of cop killers.
They sure did. So what is the police station making those bullets?
Yeah, apparently they are.
I'm getting rich and building my own housing development.
I'm going to live in all of them. It's just for me.
No blacks allowed. It's paradise.
You don't know a white supremacist. I'm just getting warmed up.
He's so evil. So does he like any other minorities or?
No.
And why don't they just destroy him?
Let's see.
You would think that would be the first thing they would do. But no, they want to storm for a while.
Hey, Riggs, I'm coming with you.
Oh, he's going to have a great birthday, I predict.
Yeah, he really is.
How am I getting laid? My name's Timmy.
What? Wait a second. He just made it sound like Anakin Skywalker.
I think we know what happened to Anakin.
Beloved of a
Oh my god, that's Jake Lloyd in this scene.
It is.
Chap Chowler.
So, okay, they drove to this location, but it's also under the police station?
Yes. They keep bodies in there, too, apparently.
Oh, okay. This place is huge.
I'm coming with you. This is fun.
Come on, dipshit.
Subways? Whoa, this led to New York?
I'm loading up my latest novel.
I need cranes to do it.
What the hell?
Stephen King standing over there. I don't know what's going on.
He won't sign my book.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here.
All right, who gave Stephen King the automatic weapon?
I think my hunch paid off.
Yeah! Oh, yeah. Two guns.
Oh, watch out for the camera!
Oh, no.
What a waste of a good bad guy.
Woohoo! Yippee! It's like cowboys and Indians.
You would think that somebody would teach this kid not to run and gun.
I'm going to hide behind this barrel. There's no way a bullet can... Oh,
oh no!
That's so hard to say goodbye.
What do you do? Shoot him through the lung?
It's just a flesh wound, Riggs. Happy birthday, kid.
Tell my mom I love her.
Chuck E. Cheese, 8 o'clock, be there. David Sand.
Oh, now he's angry. He's angry. And you know what happens when he's angry?
He runs on
runs
foot.
After things.
He runs really fast.
Cop killers.
You know, he ran really fast before. You know where? In Laos.
No.
He
I
ran 200 yards
as
once.
As fast as a truck.
He's hauling ass.
Wait, I'm okay.
It's kind of an awkward run there, isn't it?
It's dainty.
He's gone, Roger. Come on.
Riggs is made of liquid metal.
You know, I want a truck that can run on rails and the road.
We're Teamsters! Hey, thanks for the tip!
You're really helpful! Go back to welding! Thank you!
Let me get in the car here and let me start it. Danny Glover does his narrate acting. That's my favorite.
Ow!
Stop the train!
Can't go slower than 55.
Was that one of the gang members?
Yeah. Was that Lionel Richie? What the hell?
I'm Rodney Allen Rippy.
That man's hot, cool.
I don't think it works like a car, Riggs.
Hit the blower, man! The blower!
Oh no, he's gonna get away!
Thanks, train guy.
This bullshit.
Somebody's relative. This is bullshit. I'll call it in.
I got a motorcycle.
Oh, see, Murtaugh got a plane.
Make sure you fly Delta, Bill.
And American Airlines, apparently. It's a different plane in two different shots.
He's riding on a motorcycle, sir. This part I never understood. How the hell does he find Riggs in this chase? George Lucas.
It's the 80s
Stephen
GPS.
Stephen King.
Oh my god, Stephen King just went by my accident.
I'm doing research for my new book. George Lucas.
Jack Travis.
Yes, Jack Travis.
Oh, George Lucas.
Yo. Mercury switches kablooey. This is intense.
Yippee.
Michael Bay has borrowed some of Richard Donner's direction.
Now this is pod racing.
Hey. Ah.
Oh, they're totally blocking him.
Now, this part I don't understand. Okay, I'm at the construction site. Where's Riggs? What?
How are the cars coming towards them if the construction ends there?
Yeah, where are they coming from?
Yeah, where's... Is there like an on-ramp nearby that they're all coming from?
It's closed! I want to be that guy in a movie where I'm waving a flag. No, the road's out!
I just want to drive through the fog.
They even had a guy doing that in Mad Max, remember?
They sure
did. Stop!
Oh.
It's slow-mo.
Oh, no.
Motorcycle!
Not Mel Gibson!
Stunt man!
Whoa!
Man, that sucker must have been running on, like, nitrous or yeah. Some shit.
That cop had a pack of nitroglycerin. It's his heart pills.
He keeps it just in case. Not Mel Gibson!
One potato, two potato, three potato! Oh!
You know, there's something about the quality of the early or the late 80s, early 90s films where the stuntmen aren't CGI'd.
Yeah.
You can still see their faces in right. Shots. Like, it's obvious that's not Mel Gibson falling.
It's like, and they don't want to hide it. It's like, yeah, it's a stuntman. Yeah. That's just the way it is. That's the movies.
He looks awful confused.
I always love that in Lethal Weapon 2 when he first does that. You hear the of the boat.
Riggs, that's pretty gross. I'll take you to Eddie's.
Yeah. You don't want to eat eyeballs.
I wish Leo would show up again. That would be great.
That's a nice Cadillac.
That's like the music's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So in the course of 15 minutes, his arm's perfectly fine.
Perfectly healed.
Excellent.
Yeah, I know where that is. I'm black. He's bad. He's black. You're mad.
Oh, they shot two tires, so he can't replace the one.
Okay, Spider, give me a drink, Spider.
I hope this is the last time we see Joe Pesci in this film.
I'm hoping that, too.
I'm the Jar Jar of this movie.
Hey, lady cop, how you doing?
Oh, it's not funny.
Where are they going?
Why don't they just turn their siren off and just drive? Oh, there they
go. Because there's too many cars on the road. They need to get through immediately.
Oh, he makes it already. Shh, 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 shh. We're here. Shh, shh.
You can't let him hear us. Shh. Be very quiet. We're hunting Jack Travis.
You just load up these bullets here.
That's right. There's no place to live. I'd rather live on the beach in a trailer.
Looks like it got damn cold outside all of a sudden.
Yeah, what's going on? This is California? It's cold in L.A. tonight.
Yeah, it's about 23.
Stephen King!
Holy shit. He must be mulling over his new book.
How he comes up with new ideas.
Was this before the accident or after?
I think it was before, because he still seems to be able to walk okay.
You know, I know there's a sense of danger and everything, but still, there's always time to play a joke on the guys, right?
Yeah, especially whenever they're armed.
Good times.
Is that Stephen King?
We're not sure. We're going to go ask him. I think it's George Lucas. Rudge thinks it's Stephen King.
We're going to go settle the bet.
Fill that car full of lead. What'd you think of my book?
They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
This is ridiculous. What's that guy? He's like in a shooting gallery duck hunt game or something.
Where's the dog? Apparently sirens don't just turn off, they have to wind down.
It's LaForce, take him out.
She's crazy. Good thing that dirt pile was there.
Cue gunfight.
Oh,
nice. Oh,
it took out all three.
It's like Beirut or something.
Man, wherever they're at is freezing cold. Do you see all that, their breath? They must be in the mountains or something.
Yeah, that's...
This is a good idea, Riggs. During a gunfight, take the time to siphon gas.
No way you live. No way.
They have the high ground. Oh, he knows what brand it is by the taste.
Just get out of here, Kappa lover.
Oh, wait, wrong movie.
Diplomatic immunity.
You crazy son of a bitch. I'm too old for this shit and go
spit. He's stealing the cop killers. Somebody get him!
I'm boycotting that truck. And Time Warner.
He's setting construction back for, I don't know, weeks, months?
I know. So the henchmen also build the houses? Is that how it works?
Yeah, and each one has a gun.
I guess that's pretty convenient.
Yeah, I mean, why not? And by the way, that don't work. You can't shoot gas and have it ignite.
My novel!
Get my book!
Damn it, Riggs! I'm really angry now! See? You crazy son of a bitch! I'm taking you to Eddie's Hamburgers after this shit!
That's the big explosion.
What the hell is he shooting?
Why is he shooting as he goes?
I think they took out the track where he goes, yee-haw!
Oh, this is tense.
What's going on over here? Oh!
Rasta!
What the hell was that she shot? It's homeless bag lady or something. It's Aikido.
It's the way of peace and harmony.
That shit was
foot to the chest.
That shit was harmonious right there.
Okay, so Riggs drove through this place, so there should be pretty much like a line of fire, yet it just seems rather random.
Yeah. So are they in Canada? Where are they?
Acid! It should have been acid, I think.
Yeah, that sucks. Oh, no, he shot her!
I'm so evil!
What is that goofy grin he does?
I shot your girlfriend, Riggs! I'm Jack Travis.
Don't touch the stash.
That's cannibalism, Riggs.
Eating the eyes. I want to wear your ears for a necklace.
Cop killers.
Here's what he starts
to do. I'm going to take time to replace my entire clip with cop killers.
Oh!
He's like a regular crazy Indian man.
I'm going Section 8. Jump over this, Riggs. I dare you. Oh!
I didn't expect that.
I'm going to kick your ass, Riggs.
Oh, man, he sure is taking his sweet-ass time. Riggs getting his ass beat.
I love when he does the narration acting where he tells the audience what he's doing.
I'm going to piss some bullets. Reload my gun here. Let me go find Riggs now.
What was that? Look at your asshole. Look at your asshole.
You will not take it from me.
Let me just warm this up. Shit, it's too cold to start.
Riggs, where are you? Stephen King!
He's America's greatest author! Come on!
Normal bullets just won't do it!
You could get up and run around this, but you're not gonna do that, are you, Riggs?
No!
Cop killers!
He's so surprised.
Me, Jack Travis. Shot. I can't believe it.
You said it, Riggs.
Is he still alive?
I think I'm shot. You first.
Wow. That's
serious. I like how he sends him in the rest of the thing.
He's actually going to go to hell now.
This really was Stephen King over here. Oh, shit.
You know, someone actually purchased this home.
They've put their life savings down on it.
Oh, she double vested.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh, wait, wrong movie again. Man, it's freezing wherever they're at. If you see your breath like that, it's cold.
Yeah, it's just somebody's house burning down, that's all. No worries.
It's just a flesh wound. She's dead, Riggs. Just like Rika. Just like Vicky. I'll miss you.
Wait, great. Now Riggs all of a sudden wants to get married?
This is my philosophy.
I want to eat your cookies.
I want to watch Three Stooges with you.
I want to compare new scars. Maybe we can hate Jews together.
I can't breathe.
I just realized what you said.
Let's live to regret.
I don't know what that means, but put my mask back on.
I'll talk to you later, sugar tits.
Why does he still have that machine gun?
Oh, it's in case anybody pops out.
I'm putting like, this shit in my trophy case.
I can't help but think of the poor people that bought those homes.
They're screwed.
Okay, that's creepy.
He's like, get the hell out of here.
And I don't blame you for killing my best friend.
Come on, Raj, you can retire. Come on, you gotta end the series, Raj. Come on.
There's a candle that isn't lit there. They missed one. Yeah, normally when you don't retire, that...
That's what it means, yeah. I wouldn't want a giant mirror next to my bathtub.
Yeah, the bathroom is somewhere you don't want to have to look at yourself.
Yeah.
I hope you don't die, Dad.
Word, Nick.
Word. I love how it goes back to the beginning. Word.
Word to your monkey's uncle. Something like that.
Oh, no. I thought we were done with him.
Okay.
I can totally see your big black penis, Raj.
Shit, there's a snake in there.
It's a boa constrictor.
Oh, Dad. Shit, man.
Don't worry about it, Dad. I got a small dick, too.
He cold dissed you, Dad. I don't think so. We got a Lethal Weapon 4 to film.
So because he's not retiring, so if he retired, he was going to move?
I guess. He was going to retire, and then they were going to leave.
They were going to go to, like, Florida or something? Why is his arm back in the sling?
Oh, he's hurt again.
Oh,
he didn't wait for it to heal. He agitated it.
Oh, that goofy Leo.
Get your ass in this tub, woman.
Baby, you're sexy. Sing to me. Write some romance novels.
What are we going to tell the kids?
Ah, good times in Grade Wide.
Oh.
I knew it. Through all these movies, I knew it. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Skibidi-doo. I'm finally gonna have a cigarette, Raj.
Oh, that's so funny.
Go spit.
That neighborhood totally doesn't look like a Hollywood lot.
Yeah, it looks like they're in Universal Studios.
I think I actually saw the Nakatomi building in the background.
You see what I did there? Wait a second.
Oh.
I'm too old for this shit. Go spit, you one crazy mother effer.
Let's go kill some gang members. Cue the children running.
They're on the set of Where's the Beaver? This is right outside of Disneyland. Those crazy MFers. Hey, Bill, I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah, I think I am, too. Ooh, this is a good song.
You know what? Every single Lethal Weapon movie ends with a horrible song.
Well, I wonder who paid Elton John to sing this shit.
All of a sudden, it's turned into a Hal Needham movie.
Is this supposed to be, like, artistic, that it stays on the clouds, yet we hear them talking in the background?
Yeah.
Danny Big Black was Daryl's father?
Holy crap. That's a great name.
I wonder if that's his birth name.
So why are we staring at the heavens at the end of the movie?
Because I think they're supposed to die.
They were ghosts the whole time. It's just like The Sixth Sense.
Why didn't Stephen Spoiler King get a listing?
I know. Where was Stevie? Oh, he uncredited cameo.
Steve Perry. I love Journey.
Oh, Sherry. Oh, yeah.
Ah, Greg Papilia.
Hey, Michael
Annoying.
Scott from The Office.
Martin J. Glover. Totally related.
Yeah. David Mann. Hey, it's Michael's brother. Michael Papak.
Christopher Reed worked on the movie?
Nice. Superman, right?
Wow, this song really sucks ass.
Yeah, it really does.
Ken Ebert.
The worst one is the first Lethal Weapon, because the song's called Lethal Weapon. A lethal weapon. He's out of control. Okay.
You know, Elton John has that problem.
Wayne Art Man. And he has nothing to do with art. How could he not go into that field after that name?
Bub Ass Man.
Nice.
I wonder if he likes ass.
Bub Ass Man. That guy's got the best name I've ever heard.
Jonathan Sachs.
Only David Sanborn was harmed in this film. Thank God.
Well, technically, wasn't Jeffrey Boehm harmed too?
Man, that Greenberg and Schluter guys, how'd they set the water on fire in the shape of the titles?
Greenberg and Schluter.
Spud Murphy. Now that's a name. Thank God this movie's over. There can't possibly be any more left, right, Bill?
No, they can't even think of another one.
Hey, Florida! I thought this was California they filmed in. Story and screenplay not by Shane Black.
Make no mistake. The story, all names, characters, incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. They are? I thought this was a true story.
Oh, man. You mean Jack Travis was never real? He's just
now
a figment.
I'm so disappointed.
That's right, everybody. Lethal Weapon 3. Huh? It's not ending. The movie's supposed to be over, Bill. What's going on?
Yeah, so it's a building demolition they're going to? Because
yeah.
That building has a bunch of windows that are knocked out. Okay, cue the goofy Three Stooges music.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Ah, good times. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed Lethal Weapon 3. It was good times. Whoa, that FBI thing is way outdated.
That's the sort of thing I think they pulled that off the beginning of a VHS tape.
I know, that's horrible. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed us taking a look at Lethal Weapon 3. Thanks for joining us. I had a good time, Bill. It was good to revisit this classic.
It was, and much like the prequels, it can go right back in the shelf for another couple years.
Yes. I blew the dust off of it, and it needs a new coating of dust now. Well, everybody, I hope you have happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that. Maybe we'll do some more Lethal Weapons, Bill.
Four might be appropriate.
Oh, totally. That is a disaster. But, you know, let us know, everybody, if you enjoyed these. Maybe we'll do some more, and we'll think of some
more. And the
more
we do, we'll get better at it.
Yes, definitely. Hopefully I won't have a sore throat at the end of every commentary.
Yeah, I do. I don't know how, the Riff Trax and Cinematic Titanic people do it.
I need some, like, honey water or something to sip on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go have a shot of bourbon and then go out on my boat and get angry.
And work on a case of scotch.
Of scotch.
All right, Bill. It was great. We'll see you next time, everybody. And like I said, good times and great wine. And I'm too old for this.
You want to do something, Sergeant Murtaugh? You find the man that put the gun in my son's hand.
Casting.